So we move now into the burning bowl portion of our service. And at this time, again, I would remind you, invite you to set your screen to speaker view. And on most computers, that's up in the upper right-hand corner where it says view. You could choose between gallery or speaker view, because it will be significant as the service goes on. What exactly is the burning bowl? Well, the burning bowl is kind of an urge to purge. And combined with the white stone, these are ritualistic versions of denials and affirmations. And like any ritual, they can range from going through the motions to deep and meaningful prayer. And it all depends on what you would put into them, what you are willing to invest. This opening part, the burning bowl part, can be summarized in two words that are very basic to the unity movement: letting go. The burning bowl is not something new. It's not even new to unity. For centuries, different world religions have had various rituals reminding people of the importance to take an inventory of where they are physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so it's kind of a wake-up call. It's a time where we're reminded to let go and wash our hands of those things that are holding us down or holding us back. And so at this time, I invite you to enter into a time of prayer and meditation. Allow yourself to settle in, to focus. Understand that you are in a really, really safe place. Whether that's your living room, your bedroom, or anywhere else in which you are participating in our service today, you're okay. You're safe. And usually during meditations, you are asked to set aside all of the annoyances, the problems, the burdens, the worries, the fears, and just to place them outside of the door, so to speak. But today, for this service, I invite you to bring them to mind. Whatever it is that may be troubling you, it's okay now to develop a focus on them. And whether you are plagued with really serious things like serious financial problems, addictions, a life-threatening illness, all of those major things, it's okay. Again, I invite you to allow yourself to be in that space with them, because today you're going to bless them and consciously, deliberately let them go. And don't forget the small stuff. You know, the stuff that really is small stuff. But as you put them together, they just seem to go on forever, tugging, nagging, and pulling at you. And so maybe we want to spend some time focusing also on the trouble we have pulling ourselves away from the TV screen, the habitual walk into the kitchen to grab yet another cookie and feed a sugar addiction, or just the noise, the ongoing noise that's around us. Or maybe it's an annoying neighbor. Or maybe it's just the thing that you forgot at the store, and now you have to go back. All of these things just weigh on us. They serve to distract us. And I invite you now to call those to mind. And if you have a slip of paper handy, take a moment. Jot down on that piece of paper anything that you want, that you would really, really like to say goodbye to. And I will just give you a few seconds to do that at this time. And in just a minute, your screen should turn to Bobby and Wanda, who are at the church with a burning bowl. And they will symbolically be submitting to fire those things that people submitted to the church that they would like to have released from their life. If you did not submit something, it's okay. You can still release whatever it is that is bothering you as they set things to flame. And if this morning you have taken a moment to write down whatever it is that is holding you back or holding you down, while they are igniting those intentions that people submitted, you can take that piece of paper and you may rip it to shreds. You could roll it into a ball and ceremoniously toss it in a garbage can. Or you could just take your pen or pencil and draw a big fat X across it as an affirmation that as far as you are concerned, in your heart and your mind, it's time to let that go. And so with that, I invite Bobby and Wanda to unmute themselves, please, from the computer that they are using and to say a word so that the speaker will go to you. And when, by the way, when the speaker does go to them, when the view goes to them, if you know how, you may pin them so that you don't lose them if some other noise should crop up. And Bobby and Wanda, I would invite you now to start the burning bowl ceremony.
We release and let go of all that is heavy on our hearts today. We let go of what no longer serves our spiritual self. And so it is.
Thank you.
I invite you now just to let this part of the service conclude by just taking a minute of silence. We release and we let go. And so it is. Mary will now guide us through the white stone part of our ceremony today.
Good morning, and welcome to this segment of our service for our white stone ceremony. Let us begin with prayer. As we have come together at this sacred service for our white stone ceremony, we know we are one in the living, loving consciousness of spirit. We now have released that which no longer serves us in our lives. Yet we acknowledge and appreciate all of our past experiences, whether seen outwardly as beneficial or not. For we know it is all good in guiding us on our spiritual path. Now is the time to open the door to the new year, to receive more life, more love, more light. Through our power of understanding spirit, we know your inner spiritual substance is always available to us in choosing better habits to create more happiness, more health, more peace, and a deeper closeness with you, so that we may express your inner light more fully in our lives. We are ever so grateful for all of our blessings in the years past, in this new year, and in the years to come. And so it is. Amen and amen. I invite you now to hold on to your new paper in your hand as we start our meditation. This will be a time to listen to the voice of spirit, your higher power, your inner self, for a word that resonates with you to write on your paper. And we will begin our meditation. I invite you to gently close your eyes as you become still, to feel peace within your heart, and to feel assured that all is well. Take a deep breath in and let it out slowly, feeling the loving presence of spirit. As you hold on to your paper, accept it as a symbol of a new life, a new way of being. Feel the smoothness, the purity of your paper, the same smoothness and purity of a stone. It is the symbol of the purity of who you are on your spiritual journey, for you are spirit, holy and completely made in the image and likeness of God. As you continue to hold on to your paper, be open to hear a word, a new word that resonates with you. that will carry you, that will motivate you as you continue on your spiritual quest into this new year. Let this word flow from within you easily, without trying to make it happen. Feel the spirit of your paper as your spirit. Hear it beckon to you. Your spirit has a new word, a new affirmation. Maybe that word is peace, health, compassion, patience. Maybe it is joy, understanding, gratitude, love. A word that makes room for new ideas, new expressions. A word that you will carry with you throughout the new year. Stay open, be receptive, in that secret place of the Most High. Allow yourself to hear that new word provided by Spirit. Be ready, be willing to write it in your heart and in your soul. Whatever the word will be, know that whenever or wherever you seek, there is always an answer provided by Spirit, for you will have committed to that word. You will have etched that word in stone. It will be yours alone. It will be your affirmation, especially for you to formulate in your life moving forward. And from Revelation 2:17, I will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, for no man knows saving him that receives it. If a word now resonates within you, or you're still waiting to hear, remain still as you allow yourself to be open to a deeper understanding of the true spiritual essence of your word, of this experience in the silence. Now I invite you to take a deep breath and release it slowly. And when you are ready, I also invite you to open your eyes. If at this time you are committed to your new word, you have pledged a promise to carry it within your heart and soul, ready to apply it into your life for the new year, then I invite you now to write it on your paper, to etch it in stone. Again, I will give you a few moments for you to write it on your paper. Now, if none came to you, I suggest you rest with it for a while, or whatever time it takes for you. Bobby and Wanda Fay will place words that had been submitted to the church onto our large white stone. And for those words you hold in hand, please feel free to use your power of imagination, envisioning the energy, the essence of your word, being placed on that stone. However, it's all up to you how you wish to place your word. And now I invite Bobby and Wanda Faye.
I am as God created me to be. I am co-creator with God. Every thought I think creates. I am using my thoughts wisely.
Thank you, Bobby and Wanda. And now let us just pause for another few seconds to allow that word that we have chosen to sink not just into our brains, but deep within our hearts, so that we may bring it to realization in a very, very, very manifested way in 2021. Again, we have spoken our words. May they now become flesh.